America's children are reading less fiction. That's according to a study from the Brookings Institution, which found that the share of fiction reading that fourth and eighth graders do has gone down around 10% since 2011. Whether the change is a good thing is up for debate. But some experts argue that fiction has a much different impact on kids than nonfiction. Gay Ivey is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Education. She focuses on curriculum and instruction. Welcome.
Thank you.
And does that worry you, the idea that kids seem to be reading less fiction in school?
What worries me is that fiction offers a potentially different set of consequences than nonfiction reading does, and those consequences can be transformative. So, for instance, when a child reads a story and that story is relevant and engaging to him, he's drawn into the social world of the story, forms relationships with characters, and gets to see into the minds and lives of people very much unlike him. And this offers the possibility for both self-reflection and relational growth. So what we're talking about here is the development of the whole person.
Does that story, though, have to be fiction in order to do those things, or could it be a nonfiction story that's just particularly well told?
It can be narrative nonfiction, has the same sorts of consequences.
So is there something that is explicitly found in fiction that you would lose by having nonfiction stories take more of the curriculum?
The way that nonfiction is often assigned in school is for the purpose of taking away information from a text. Now, that can certainly happen also in fiction reading. For instance, you could just take away the story from To Kill a Mockingbird without being drawn into that text. But when a narrative is engaging, there are social consequences. And frankly, we don't get that with just informational reading when it's assigned in that way. Another problem, I think created by just looking at the results of the study that you mentioned, is that the binary created between fiction and nonfiction reading. Reading a story and fully understanding the story often demands that children read information. So, for instance, if a fifth grader is reading a story told from the perspective of a child who has autism, and he grows fond of that character and develops a relationship with that character, he will want to then go and seek informational text dealing with the larger phenomenon of autism. So these things don't have to be separate. We don't have to pit one against the other, and I don't think it's productive to do that.
Still, if the trend is toward more nonfiction, what are we going to be losing as a result of that?
Relational development, quite frankly. We would worry about losing kids' propensity to, in essence, read each other's minds, to become empathetic, more tolerant, more forgiving, understand other people better.
Why do you think we are moving more towards nonfiction in the classroom?
I think this stems from a worry amongst some people that students are leaving high school not prepared to take on the academic kinds of reading they might face in college or perhaps technical reading they would face in the workplace. But I also don't know that there is much evidence to suggest that just massive amounts of informational reading would help prepare kids for that. I do think that students across the grade levels need rich, meaningful experiences with all types of text. And my worry is that regardless of the genre, that we would be reducing reading of fiction or nonfiction to a mere technical procedure, as opposed to using reading and text as a tool to make sense of ourselves and of the problems in the world.
Do you think that it's possible, though, that in school students would read more nonfiction and that that's may help them pass tests or whatever the case might be? And outside of school, maybe they're doing more fiction reading. They're reading Harry Potter. They're reading The Hunger Games or whatever it might be.
I'm not certain that all children have access to those types of text out of school. One thing that's problematic about that is that this equating fiction reading with out-of-school reading also equates it with being merely pleasure reading. And we know that the reading of fiction, when it is engaging, is not just for fun, that it has transformative consequences. But we need to make sure that in school that we have equitable opportunities for all children to have access to those kinds of experiences. And we know that's not the case for all kids outside of school.
Gay Ivey, a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Education, talking with us about fiction and nonfiction reading among students in this country. Professor Ivey, thank you.
Thank you.